Stand. We're going to declare our faith together using the words on page 3 of the notice sheet. So let's affirm our faith. People of God, do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being in life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, do please sit down, and the Knights family are going to come and lead us in our prayers.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you for everything you have given to us, for friendship, family, and for your blessings to us. We ask that you would help us to share your love with others and that we would show who Jesus is in the way that we treat people. Thank you, Lord, that we are all unique, bound together in the love of God. Thank you that you know us so well and the plans that you have for us. We ask for your help to seek to understand each other and that you bring us together, particularly after the time we have been apart.
We pray for unity in the church and the communities that we live in. We pray that you would help us to include others and help other people to know that they are loved and valued. We thank you that you sent your one and only Son to bring life and life in its fullness, and that no one is beyond your reach.
We pray for the world leaders, for our governments, for those who make important decisions in the countries of our worlds. We pray that they would lead in ways that show integrity, and they would be able to work together well. We pray for peace, particularly in parts of the world where there is conflict. We pray for your guidance and that we would trust in you as we continue through these uncertain times.
Father, we are sorry for the times when we fall short of the example that Jesus set. Please help us to seek to live peacefully and without anger or strife, in a right relationship with you and with others. We pray for those that are known to us that may be in need at this time, those who are ill, those who have been bereaved, are struggling or feeling alone. In the quiet of our hearts, we remember those people now.
Now, let us join together in saying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our offenses, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you very much for leading us in those prayers. In a few minutes' time, we're going to move into the churchyard for a final hymn together. But first, some items of church family news. We don't know exactly what the Prime Minister is going to announce tomorrow, but we expect a significant removal of the current social restrictions. Since the lockdowns began in March 2020, a much smaller number of church members have been serving in church ministries. And as we look to restart different things, we will need many of you to volunteer to serve in various ways if we're going to get things going again. In the notice sheet, do please read Dennis Willett's piece about returning to sung worship. You can find it on page 7. He'd like to reform a church band with the aim of hopefully starting something in September. So please get in touch with him if you're willing and able to serve in this way. And he's looking for singers, a drummer, rhythm and bass guitar, and keyboard players. We're planning to have a celebration Sunday in September with a lunch and activities after the service. But this can only happen if church members are able to get involved in organizing different aspects of the day. So Rachel Gage is hosting a session on Zoom this Wednesday from 7:45 p.m. If you have ideas or you'd like to be involved in organising an aspect of the day, do please contact Rachel for the Zoom link, and we'd love to have your involvement in this. In 3 weeks' time, on the 1st of August, the Aldham Growth Group invite you to lunch in the John Owen Barn at 12:45. Our thanks go to them for this initiative. Details for RSVP are in the notice sheet. And just to say that this event is, of course, dependent on the nature of the details that are announced by the Prime Minister tomorrow. But we really hope that this will be able to go ahead. This week, the midweek coffee break will be on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Join in on Zoom for chat and encouragement. The Zoom link was in the church email on Friday. Growth groups will be meeting. On Thursday, the Fordham School Leaver Service is taking place in their school field at 6 p.m. And on Friday, the Community Hub and Post Office will be open over lunchtime at the John Owen Barn. Next Sunday, we will continue to ask, Lord, teach us to pray. And we're going to focus on the subject of praying when the gospel is opposed. How do we pray when the gospel of Jesus Christ is opposed? And we're going to look at Acts chapter 4 for help on that. So in a moment, we're going to move to the churchyard. Please wait in your seat until a steward invites you to leave. You'll need your service sheet so that you have the song lyrics with you. And when you're outside, please stand with the people on your row at the moment and look to maintain a 2 meter distance from other groups. There's plenty of room outside, so please do move down the length of the building so that we're not too bunched together. And when we're outside, you won't need to wear a face mask. After the service, the Three Horseshoes will be open for tea and coffee if you'd like to catch up with others in the church family. So we say farewell to those of you watching online. I'm so glad that you joined us, and may God bless your week.